Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. N.W. Engbers won the Straw Bale Winery Folk-Off competition on Saturday night. The winner earns a spot on stage at the annual Sioux River Folk Festival, which begins on Friday. He opens the festival when he takes the stage at 6 p.m. Central Time. But regardless, you're always welcome to come to SDPB's In the Moment for Moment in Sound. N.W. Engbers is with us in the studio now. Hey, welcome back.
Hey, thank you so much. Good to be back.
It's been a while.
It has.
Probably
a year. Has it been a year?
I think it might have been a year. Yeah. Some things have changed in your life.
Yes.
Yeah.
I got a kid.
You got a little one now.
Hair's a little longer.
Yeah.
going back that route. So both adventures for sure. There.
Right. Has that changed just the process of thinking about becoming a father to becoming a father? Has that changed how you write, how you make music? Are you seeing that influence yet? Or are you so sleep deprived at this point that you haven't been able?
You know, she's a good kid. Yeah. So I'm not that sleep deprived. She goes to sleep. It's good. Except for last night. Last night was rough. But I cry more, I think, every day. Like, I'm more sappy and sentimental than I've ever been. Just I don't know why. I feel like that's maybe just a byproduct of being a dad. But
the veil is a little thinner.
Yeah.
Yeah, at that point.
Yeah, I think so.
But that's a positive thing maybe for you as a writer, because you were always kind of in tune with that part of yourself.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this is not a shock for you. It's just maybe a little more.
Right. Yep. If I just could find the time.
Right.
To tap into that. So, it's a balance for sure there. So
tell us a little bit about the event at Straw Bale Winery and how that works, so people really understand the Folk-Off competition.
Well, it is a really cool event, first of all. There's chickens running around, and like the grass is, I feel like the green space is kind of like a natural bowl down to the stage, and just a really cool place to play and to be and to hang out. And I'd say there's probably, there was well over 1,000 people there, I would say, just to take in the event. Red Willow Band was the headliner, and they are awesome. Total pros. Man, it was so good. So good. And so then there were 9 musicians that kind of opened the day, starting from, I think, 11 till I played at 3:40. Mm-hmm. I was the last musician. So until, like, you know, 4-ish, music all through the day, and then there's a little break. Yeah. And then I played again at 6 before Red Willow Band, just to open for them. And but yeah, man, it was just cool. And the weather was like not humid and terrible. Yeah. It was a beautiful night. That helped a lot. But just a great place.
And who's choosing the winner? Is the audience, or is there a panel of judges? How does that work?
There was a panel of judges.
Okay, yeah.
Somebody told me they, like, I don't know if they could vote or not. Somebody's like, I voted for you or something like that. Right. I was like, didn't know that was possible. But yeah, so
that's not what your top concern is. That, you know, you're playing and you're enjoying the day, and it's wonderful to be honored, you know, at the end. But you're not campaigning for votes other than when you're
playing, doing my thing. But yeah, it's 3 judges from the Friends of Traditional Music who put on the Sioux River Folk Festival. They're the ones who I know that I saw them leave and go kind of do their deliberations. So they're the ones that picked the winner.
Nice. But yeah. Let's hear a little music. What would you like to play for us first today?
All right. I'm going to play. I was thinking about what I played last time I was on. I kind of didn't want to double up a lot. So I'm going to play a song. I have a couple songs that are not recorded, you know. This one's called Small Town. And it's about growing up in a small town and what a weird and charming upbringing that is.
Yeah.
And I'll just play it.
You can't tell the truth in a small town. You only think about the way it's supposed to be. When you live, love, and die in a small town, you live, love, and die in a dream. And you won't go to waste in a small town. You'll be its head and heart and lungs and hands and feet. If you're ever feeling lonely in a small town, they're drinking coffee at the cafe down the street. What do you say? Do you wanna stay? Do you think you've got what it takes? Or will you run away? Will you make your escape? don't see a soul in a small town. Sometimes the silence seems to sit and listen in. But in the peace and the quiet of that small town, you thank the Lord for things that city folk forget. And you don't write a song about a small town. You'll be the tree that falls and doesn't make a sound. That's why we sing like we pray in a small town. All together, all the time, into the clouds. What do you say? Do you wanna stay? Do you think you've got what it takes? Or will you run away? Will you make your escape? Will you fall in line or set the pace?
W. Engbers is with us today for Moment in Sound in the SDPB Sioux Falls studio. Thank you for that, for all of us who grew up in small towns across the state of South Dakota.
That's absolutely. It's fun. Like I said, did I mention that I grew up in Northwest Iowa?
Right, yeah.
Now I'm a South Dakota guy. I know that, yeah, it's a common background for both Iowans and South Dakotans.
Exactly,
for sure.
Yeah.
But they are, I feel like the small towns are different. They're very different.
You think so?
I do.
Yeah. How so?
I don't know how so, but
right, just there's a different.
They
yeah.
feel, I guess, I think I like South Dakota small towns maybe a little more because the people are a little more rugged. I feel like they're a little more.
I could see that.
I think the land in Iowa was a little more nice to the people in Iowa. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get it.
So like they're successful farmers because the land is like. Mm-hmm. If you get out into the middle of South Dakota, it's a little more arid in the middle of South Dakota. Some of those small towns, I feel like.
Yeah,
I don't
sometimes
know.
I cross that border to Iowa and you look around, you're like, wow, this is really green.
Yeah, it's very green.
Yeah, you definitely have that would make a different kind of community.
I think it does.
It sprout up. Interesting. Where are you at in the recording process?
I'm not recording right now. I'm playing,
creating new songs,
yes.
Playing live. Yeah.
I feel like I'm entering a good season of writing a bunch of songs, both, solo stuff. And I'm playing with my band Amos Slade again. And, it's a new lineup, but we're playing a lot more. And, so I'm excited about both of those projects.
Yeah. When you write in some of the music in the past, and the last time you were here, you actually made me cry.
Yeah.
on the program, there's a closeness that you have with living and with dying and making the choice on a daily basis between the two.
Mm-hmm.
Is that still kind of where you're at? Is that something that you've moved on from? Do you think about the daily choices that we make between living and dying?
Yeah, I think that will always be a part of what I write and who I am. Sometimes, I mean, I fail at that just like everybody else, you know. Man, you really do have to make, you know, this next song is totally, it's kind of like that decision for me because a lot of times when I roll out of bed in the morning, it's not always like, I don't always feel like, hey, man, it's great to be alive type of a thing. And you need that. I feel like we need that. And I don't know, to hold death kind of in front of you is so important to living a good life. And so I try to do that every day. And I definitely think that will forever be just a part of like what I create. And it's good that you mentioned that because we met as a band a couple of days ago and I was like, I just got to find, I got to find that thing that I need to say. To me, it's really important. Like, I'm not going to write a song unless I have something to say, you know? And so I need to get back into that space, but it's definitely very much a part of what I do as a musician.
Next song is called?
It's called 24 Hours. I
just wanna do these things. Got a couple more songs to sing. I just wanna love a little more. Oh honey, this life is war. If I could only make a dollar bill, maybe make the second hand stand still. Sunny days and moonlit nights disappear in fading light. Oh, thank God the alarm clock is ringing. Oh, thank God it is morning again. Oh, thank God I hear the birds are singing. I got 24 hours to be alive again. I got 24 hours to be alive again. I just wanna make amends, turn my enemies into my friends, give away all I have to give, where I'm going it can't come with. And I'd like to raise a family, bounce a baby on my aching knee, and keep in touch with those who share my name, see the world past the interstate.
Make that one my wake up to the alarm clock.
Totally.
Can I play that every morning when I get out of bed?
It would be a good idea, like I said.
Yeah, it's a beautiful piece of songwriting there.
Thank you.
Yeah, there, and there's that joy that's sort of woven throughout it,
even though
that's not always what we necessarily feel.
Yeah. Right, well, yeah, and it's definitely not the type of song I normally write, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, then I guess the verses are still sort of like, they sort of have that, like, oh, I wish it was this way
type of
a thing. And then the chorus is sort of like, but this is this the way I'm going to be today.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to choose this. So
there's layers to that. What's your, as a writer, you have such a rich, well of reference material, on your blog, as I've read over the, you've quoted Bonhoeffer and Rilke and whoever else. What are you reading right now? Or what's your reading life like right now?
I try to read as much as possible. Mm. It's great to see your Great American Read poster out there, too. That's great. Right now I'm reading Florida by Lauren Groff. It's a newer book. I feel like I've spent a lot of my life trying to catch up with all the old stuff.
Yeah.
And so I do try to read some new stuff in there. I just finished an older book, Angela's Ashes, Frank McCourt, which I can't believe I haven't read. But
I've never read that either.
It's a great book, really dark, but hilarious at the same time. So I just finished that. I'm reading that. And then I have a George Saunders short story collection that's next up. Yeah. So,
does all that feed into your creative process? Are you the kind of person that, you know, you want to be writing songs, you bring certain kinds of reading material into your life, or are you the kind of person that sort of says, I'm not going to read anything that might influence this because I need to hear my own voice?
No, 100%. Right, I try to be influenced and maybe repackage some things or some thoughts. Is that stealing? I don't know. It might be, but no, I definitely have, like, there's specific songs that I could be like, that song is specifically influenced by this.
Right.
Like my first record that I wrote, I was reading the Rabbit series by John Updike.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was like super influenced by that. And I mean, I grew up in Northwest Iowa, like I said, which is I don't know. That's probably not the Bible Belt, but I feel like it is
right,
a little bit.
Sure, yeah.
And so, like you said, Bonhoeffer and some of those, I don't know, I grew up in a very church house, and my grandpa was a pastor. And so some of that theology influences, both positive and negative, I sort through and wrestle with kind of that upbringing as well in a lot of my songs. So,
yeah. What would you like to play for us now?
I will play a song called Bears. This is off of an EP that I put out just after or before last time I was on the show here. So,
we carry you, your skin and bones in blackest suit, box made of ash, we'll soon be filled with ashes too. So is that you? Or did you float out past the moon? And may I ask if what you thought was true is true? The more I live, the more I die. Sons of your sons, from death to seed to life to bloom. There's nothing new under the sun, we're just like you, blood of your blood. What's been will be, what's done will do. The more I live, the more I die. The more I die, I wanna live. It's clear to me that I don't get a say. The more I seek, the more I find. The point is never to arrive, but just to know we're headed the right way. I wonder who will carry me when I am through. Will he have his mama's eyes, his daddy's nose, or look just like you? The more I live, the more I die. The more I die, I wanna live. It's clear to me that I don't get a say. The more I seek, the more I find. The point is never to arrive, but just to know we're headed the right way.
N.W. Engbers on Moment in Sound. That's the one I can't get through. Yeah. How do you get through it?
I don't know. I didn't get through it while I was writing it. And I think that maybe was that was sort of me getting it out and onto the page and out of me in a way, so that when I'm actually playing it and singing it, I don't choke up. But the whole story is online, and that's kind of, at the beginning, I'm shoving snot-filled napkins into empty syrup containers. That's how the whole kind of story goes. Like, I was, it was on a West River sort of songwriting journey that I wrote that song on. And yeah, I shed some tears that day for sure. So,
well, thank you for being here with us today. N.W. Engbers is the winner of the Straw Bale Winery Folk Off. You can see him at the Sioux River Folk Festival that begins on Friday. Thanks so much for being here. Always a pleasure.
Thank you so much for having me.